Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Newsports.com.
And welcome to MSO Newsports.com. Welcome to high school hockey on MSO. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And once again, Bill Stacey, the sports editor of the Salem News, is kind enough to join us tonight. And this is going to be a big one. It is Winthrop in first place by 1 point in the Northeastern Conference North with a game in hand over the Marblehead Headers, and they are that 1 point behind. First time around, it was Winthrop 3 and Marblehead 2, so this promises probably to be another low-scoring, close game. The Headers are warming up down to our right, and the Vikings in their really dark blue uniforms with the gray numerals warming up down to our left. And each goaltender, of course, having an outstanding season, but Marblehead chasing Winthrop now, as Winthrop has just played steady all season long. The Vikings 11-3-0. They've scored 52 goals, allowed 26. In the league, they're 7-1, while Marblehead is 6-2-1. So a win for Marblehead would bring them into first place, with Winthrop holding that game in hand. Tied for third, Medford and Danvers with records of 4-4. Well, actually, it's Medford in third, 4-4-2, while Danvers is 4-4-1, followed by Saugus, Beverly, and Peabody. But at the top of the heap, Winthrop with 11 wins overall, 3 losses. Marblehead, 10 wins and 2 losses. And a couple of games postponed, I guess due to scary forecasts. Peabody at Gloucester has been postponed, and Beverly at Danvers has been postponed in boys hockey. Final score that we do have, the Lynn Jets have beaten Hamilton Wenham Generals by a score of 5-1. So that's what it is here. We're warming up. We're just a couple of minutes away from faceoff at Salem State, and it will be Marblehead hosting the Winthrop Vikings. So stand by. We'll be with you in just a minute for some high school hockey. Hope you can be with us. And as Jay Pauly used to say, open the windows and shout out to the neighbors that we are on. So there we go.
They might have to come up in between periods.
A great rate on a new mortgage with Institution for Savings. Score early and often with extremely competitive rates on our 30, 15, and 10-year fixed residential mortgages. We have lightning speed turnaround time and never sell our loans, so you always know who to turn to for help. Apply 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-3106. Institution for Savings, member FDIC, DIF, and equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
MSONewsSports.com, the multimedia website serving the North Shore. With North Shore Today, a weekly news podcast and other features, keeping you informed on North Shore news. Dining at the Gloucester House is a great North Shore tradition, as they specialize in locally caught North Atlantic seafood. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, offering private dining, catering, and fabulous functions, there is something for everyone at every occasion at the Gloucester House. The Gloucester House Sunday Brunch is back, running from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., $20 for adults. The Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street and gloucesterhouse.com.
We serve the freshest seafood from our boats to your plate.
Well, back at the Rocket Arena, I'm happy to report that Hall of Famer Bob Jackson is up in the press box with us again. Thank goodness. He missed the game a week ago. But, Coach, this is for first place, man. And how many years have we gone through the the Northeastern Conference with Winthrop and Marblehead battling for first place late in the season?
Well, I don't know the actual number, but it's been quite a few. And I will say this, Coach Dunbar does a great job in the fall and he invites a lot of the Marblehead skaters up to skate with the Winthrop kids, so they know each other too. And so Coach Dunbar really runs a great program. They work out hard. But you know, it's a lot of fun to play. You know what you're going to get. They're going to come to play hard. Marblehead's going to come to play hard. You got a great atmosphere here. You got some great attendance from both sides. And it should be a fun NEC game.
I think so. And again, this is for first place in a sense. Winthrop has that one game in hand in the conference. Marblehead has played one more game, and the Headers are 1 point behind the Vikings. So we're a few minutes away, and the weather didn't scare you away, Coach.
Not at all. This is good hockey.
That's right. This is hockey weather, right? You know, I'm surprised. Two teams postponed. It's, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Really?
It's New England. It's winter. Hello? You know, it gets cold.
You know, I have to marvel at some of the things that YouTube and Facebook puts on now. There was one picture that I saw, a snowbank about 8 feet high, and it says, you know, back in 1965, going to school, and then there's a dusting, and school's called off to go back to bed.
Yeah, that's right.
And that seems to be pretty right on the money.
As a teacher, I didn't mind that, to tell you the truth, you know. But going till the end of June 1 year, man, that was not fun. All right, we're going to take a break as the announcements for the starting lineups are taking place right now, and we will be back with high school hockey here on MSO. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsports.com, the multimedia website that serves the North Shore. This winter, check out our weekly podcast featuring boys basketball, girls basketball, hockey, and the sports writers from the Salem News.
High school hockey here on MSO. It's Winthrop versus Marblehead from the Rocket Arena on the campus of Salem State. And there's a lot of activity going on here at Salem State in the sports complex with the parking lot. I've never seen it that full. It is jam-packed. So I'm guessing basketball games, swimming events, there's all kinds of stuff here, plus a hockey game.
Well, you know, you talked about it being a big game, and Coach Dunbar must think it's a big game. He's called in Coach Aruzioni to help on the bench tonight. So.
Okay. Oh, there he is. Yep. Okay. You know, I was thinking about that on the way over here. So you can take the kid out of the hockey, but you can't take the hockey out of the kid, can you?
That's for sure.
Never goes away. And that's what's fun about sports, for sure. All right, we're getting ready to go here as the Headers, I almost said come up to the line of scrimmage. Come to the center dot. It's Jacob Garfield, captain center. Will Shell on his left, Colin Hart on his right. For the Vikings, they'll have Sam Yarrow up front, along with Luke Evangelista, Joe Deeb up front. And some of the names just go on and on. Evangelistas, we've seen plenty of them over the years. And we are just about ready to go here. Ben Gansenberg on defense, but Winthrop wins the draw. Chris Finn, the captain, bounces it off the board for the Vikings in his own zone. Looks for Joe Deeb, who will bring it out on that left wing. Poked away nicely by Brendan Locke at center, though. Locke after it again as it's chipped into the Marblehead zone. There's a shot from the left wing on the sideboards, way up over the net by Luke Evangelista. And Evangelista, the second leading scorer for the Vikings with 23 points. 16 of those are goals. Sam Yarrow, that center on the first line, 14 goals, 16 assists for 30 points. And Joe Deeb on the right wing apparently has 4 points, if my numbers are right. Yarrow will take the faceoff once again against Garfield in the Marblehead end to the left of Santisano. And there is a shot that goes way up high by Evangelista in off the glass, I guess. Comes back to the right point. Kept in. Wrist shot by Brian Chalmers that goes up over the net. It's in the corner left side in the Marblehead end. Winthrop on offense right now for the first minute of this first period. Evangelista fighting for the puck down low, but it's finally taken away by Garfield. Long left wing feed for Schull. Can't quite catch up with it. And it's knocked back out to center by the Vikings. And this could be icing. It is. Icing on Winthrop.
That was, I think he's shaking his head on that one. He had an opportunity to take 2 steps, get across the red line, and dump it in. Didn't realize he had some time and space in that one. But it's been an up and down first minute and a half, or minute of the game.
Mm-hmm. Just 1 minute and 1 second gone. Charlie McGurran to take the faceoff for the Vikings. He wins it, drops it back to the right point. Snapshot by Brendan Locke goes wide along the ice. Vikings break it out. Three-man rush up ice with 4 Marbleheaders back. Big hit into the boards by Garfield, I think. I don't know who it was, but the puck is behind the net. Garfield's not out there at the moment. Locke still is, though. And it's Charlie McGurran fighting for the puck still in the Winthrop end, though. Vikings controlling it. Off the boards, Marblehead brings it out. Here comes McGurran with a 2-on-1. He's got Feingold on his left side. Shot into the breadbasket of starting goaltender Brian Skocelis, and he makes the save.
Yeah, that was a good check at the blue line by the Marblehead defenseman. Got the Marblehead bench a little excited there, and Marblehead came back with a 2-on-1.
Good rush. Again, Winthrop defending the goal down to our left as Brian Skocelis is the goaltender. Peter Santisano in the goal down to our right for the headers. No score, just underway. Marblehead and Winthrop. Puck is in the Vikings' end. Charlie McGurran gets it back to the point once again. And Heffernan fans on it, but he is able to slide it in sort of behind the cage. Taken there by Chalmers, who fights for it and whips it around the boards and out of the zone. And that forces Tom Woodfin to go back into his own end to pick it up. He does. Fires it up to Feingold, who redirects it into the Winthrop end as the headers change up. Chalmers once again. Up ahead it goes to Lane, but it's intercepted by Locke Sheridan, who has a backhanded shot go wide. He chases it down in the right corner, tries to center it, bodies flying all over the place. Puck is goal line extended, and Sheridan has it. Stick handling mid-zone. Uh-oh, taken away, though, by Chris Finn. Now 2-3 guys along the boards fighting for the puck. It's in the skates. Still jockeying for it. Comes loose, and it is Finn who squirts it all the way around the other side. Viking falls down, but pops it out of the zone. Immediately cleared back in by Gansenberg. And Vikings have to retreat. Skocelis leaves it for Finn. Winds it up off the boards. Ford doesn't see it. Marblehead retreats, picks it up. Gansenberg shoots it into the left wing, and it was offside. Oh, they're going to call it icing. He didn't gate in the red line. Oh, my. My goodness. Shaking his head, but can't argue with those guys. Well, you can argue, but it's not going to make much difference. Not a good idea, too. Face off to the left this time of Santisano back in the Marblehead end. We played 3 minutes and 5 seconds, no score. First time around, it was Winthrop 3 and Marblehead 2 down at the Larson. Play is in the Marblehead end once again. Evangelista backhands it around for Yarrow, and he is crushed into the boards, but gets up and gets the puck, but he loses it. Now he centers it. Oh, can't make connections with Evangelista. From the right point, slap shot, a real hard shot from Finn. It is blocked, goes into the corner, and out comes Garfield. Tries to make a pass right wing to Hart. Can't come up with it. Finn back, sends it around, looking for Evangelista, who will wind up around his own cage, being dogged, and it's a bad pass intercepted at the line. Heffernan into the corner. Centering pass. Oh, and it just bounced over the stick of Charlie McGurran, fresh on the ice. Vikings get it out of the zone. It's at center at the moment. Heffernan can't get it across the line. Two players dump one of the Vikings, but he's still able to get it into the Sam Yarrow, who got crunched, and he did send it up ice. Off the bench, Joey Holgerson, and it's cleared into the stands by Marblehead, so the faceoff will be once again in the Marblehead zone.
Well, so far in the first 5 minutes, both teams have really closed down their defensive positions and not making it easy on any shots, so it looks like it's going to be a defensive struggle, and whoever gets an opportunity to break through is going to find themselves in a good position right now.
Marblehead, former Marblehead coach Bob Jackson with the analysis tonight, thank goodness. Across the line, Hayden Leveroni with it, trying to center it, looking for McGurran. Actually, it's Pearsall. Zach Pearsall down low, gets it to McGurran. He's cruising behind the net. Centering pass, it's tipped by a Viking, goes up over the net. And Winthrop will get it out of the zone. Flying out of the zone is Joey Holgerson, looking for a connection over to Corey Cherico. Holgerson has it. He's crunched into the boards. Puck is behind the cage. It's whipped around by Locke for Marblehead. Still in the header zone, though. A weak shot from the left point is blocked by the headers, and they'll bring it out. And Brendan Locke will skate it out. He bounces it off the board. It deflects toward the goalie, and Scotchilla will leave it for his defense. Redirect on a long pass by two Mike Brooks into the Marblehead end. First man back is Woodfin for Marblehead. Slides it over to Heffernan. He'll wind it up. Left-handed shot, stick handling, loses it at center. Goes into the Marblehead end, the Winthrop end anyway. And looks like it's Robbie Tarantino out there, if I have it, the number correct, but it's cleared up. The center could be a breakout by the Vikings. No, it's just tipped away as Brooks couldn't quite catch up to it. And it was knocked away by a diving header. I didn't see the number.
That was Heffernan.
Okay.
Heffernan made a good recovery on that.
And he has the puck, circling toward his own cage. Gives it over to Woodfin, wing to wing. Comes back out to center. Fired back in by Chris Finn. Woodfin with it. I'll check it. It's Heffernan with it. As Vikings change up, so that allows Heffernan to drop pass over to Woodfin. And he has to circle back behind his own net, being dogged by Evangelista. Woodfin over to the left. Out of the zone. Who was that? It is
Sheridan.
Yeah, Locke Sheridan. Vikings intercept. Goes back to center. Woodfin fighting for it. Vikings come up with it. Flying across the line, Sam Yarrow. He shoots. It's deflected, man, off the off of one of the headers, off of Gadsenberg, but it goes wide. And right back comes Marblehead. This is Garfield, and he is dumped. Going over to help out is Schull. Sends it down below, and Garfield once again is knocked down, but the puck is in front. It's loose. Look out. Just cleared away by the Vikings. And they'll bring it out. Evangelista to Yarrow. He shoots, and it goes way up high. Faceoff in the Marblehead end, halfway through the first period.
Good action on both ends. The teams are skating real hard. They're making some good passes, getting some good opportunities, and then both teams are playing the body. So it's been a good first 8 minutes.
And you say a lot of these kids know each other, too.
They do, but you know what? Until that final whistle.
All bets are off,
yes.
Yep. It's the color of the uniform, man. All right, play is in the Marblehead end. Heffernan with it. looking to make a pass over to Woodfin. Still goal line extended. He slides it ahead to Schall. Pacheco gets it to McGurran. Intercepted by Mark Van Buskirk on defense. But he loses. Nice checking by Pearsall. He's buzzing around there. Feingold has it. Going to drop it back to the point. Slides it back to left point. Woodfin shoots it wide. And it's actually deflected off Feingold. Goes back in the corner again. He circles in front. Tries to shoot. It's loose. Where is it? Still loose. Oh, and it just slides to the goal line. And out of the goal. Didn't make it across the line. Vikings have it. 6:50 left. No score. Big hit on Pearsall. And Finn can't clear it out of the zone. Marblehead keeping it in. It finally just pops out to center. But it is the headers putting the pressure on right now. Locke Sheridan shoots it into the Winthrop end. Van Buskirk gets it. He's been out there for quite a while. Intercepted centering pass. Ferrara, check it. Downley can't come up with it. Locke has it as he's up to midway along the boards. Goes behind the cage and comes out to the line. Winthrop gets it out of the zone. Andrew Demento sends it into the header end. And Brendan Locke stops behind the net and just stands there looking. Now he goes back behind the cage again. Right wing. In the middle. Dolly bumped off the play. Locke gets it back. Loses it at center. Slides it forward. Dolly has it. Trying to go forward. And he finally gets it into the Winthrop end. Tracked down by the Vikings. Robbie Tarantino. Fighting along the boards. Two numbers 15 back there. Colin Hart struggling for it. Hart wins that battle, has it, centers it to Garfield, and he fires it off one of the defenders. Another block shot up front. This time it's off the stick of Woodfin. Garfield again turns it around. Puck goes around the cage, comes back to the left point. Woodfin slides it to Garfield, circle left. He centers it, and it's just tipped away by Mike Brooks. Brooks fires it off the glass. Kept in at the right point by Paul Heffernan. Heffernan has it. Closing, heads to the circle, falls down as he shoots it into the end boards. Collected by the Vikings. Do they get it out of the zone? Demento, yep, he redirects it, and it goes into the Marblehead end, and they wave off icing. Down to 4:47, first period, no score. No whistles either. Trust me, Bob Jackson is still here. Garfield, fire. He heads for it, can't pick up the puck as he tried to outrace one of the Vikings. Nope. Yarrow brings it back the other way. And he is slammed in the boards by Schall, which brings it back the other way. Feingold. And it just squirts out of the zone into the neutral zone. Who's got it? Winthrop comes away with it. Can't get through. Joe Deeb can't split the D. Chip back out to center. 4:12 left to go. First period, no score. Marblehead and Winthrop. Now Charlie McGurran. Stopped at the line. Puck follows him, though. It goes into the cage area where it's held there by Scotchelis.
Marblehead speed the last two shifts is starting to take a little bit of its toll on Winthrop. They cycled the puck a little bit, and they were getting some creating some trouble for Winthrop's line there. And Coach Dunbar quickly made a shift and put his line out to match Marblehead's top line.
Coach Wells has been saying, too, that the penalty bugaboo was just driving him crazy. There's a shot off the faceoff, saved by Scotchelis. Comes back to the left point. Woodfin slides it along midboards left side. Everybody's fighting for it right now. Vikings clear it. They had five consecutive penalties a week ago in the Danvers game that they had to kill off.
Well, that was our kiss of death last year. And, you know, and what's even more frustrating is half the penalties that Marblehead's been getting have been in the offensive zone. And that's just taboo.
Hmm. Well, McGurran, at the end of his shift, tries to bring the puck over the zone. He falls down and shoots it anyway from sitting on his butt. And that forces a glove save by Scotchelis.
Well, that's a little bit of experience. McGurran's a freshman. He's got good size. He's got good speed. He was at the end of the shift. Instead of dumping it in, he was trying to do something and just kind of ran out of gas and got put on his butt, but still stayed with the puck and put a good shot on net.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good turnout for the header student body over to our left. I don't see the Viking student body congregated as a body. Off the faceoff, Skotsilas has to make the save. I didn't see who took the shot.
Yeah, what's happening right now is Marblehead's picking up the offense a little bit. The shots are starting to widen after the first sequence or the first minute. Winthrop had some opportunities, but they haven't had any shots on net since then.
Gavin Dowley wins the faceoff, comes back to the left point. Gazenberg slides it back left side. Shot, pad save, and it comes out to center ice. Locke Sheridan put the shot on. Nice shot, that juicy rebound. But Marblehead couldn't convert. 3 minutes left to go in the first period. Back in the header zone we go. Gazenberg over to Paul Heffernan. Flips it up over everybody into the Winthrop. And this will be icing on Marblehead.
Yeah, just a little too strong on that dump-in. You know, right idea, he tried to go put in the glass, deaden the puck a little bit, but it just caught too much of an angle and ended up in the far end for a faceoff back in the Marblehead zone.
We gave you leading scores for Winthrop, and thanks to Phil Stacey, who was here. Leading scores for the Magicians, Will Schell, 11 goals, 12 assists, 23 points. Jacob Garfield, 13 goals, 12 assists for 25, and Colin Hart, 3-11 for 14. That's that first line, the big scoring line for the headers. Excuse me, they're out there right now trying to get out of their own zone. Vikings in the attacking zone once again. Luke Evangelista behind the cage. Centering pass. Oh, what a save off the stick of Joe Deeb. Of course, it was shot right into the goalie, but he made the save, and he was on the doorstep. Oh, my. Back to the left point. There's a shot along the ice that's just tipped, and it doesn't go on goal. That's Noah Evangelista back at the left point. And the Vikings bring, Marblehead brings it out, rather.
That was Winthrop's best shift so far. They had some great opportunities. Goalie Santasanio made a tremendous save. He squared up to the puck and didn't give the any openings.
Wow, 2 minutes left to go. First period. Breakout for the Vikings. Shot from the right side off the glove on a blistering shot by Andrew Demento, flying down the right wing, and he was bothered a little bit by one of the headers. Back the other way comes the other number 20, Will Schell. He breaks through and shoots it wide. Comes over to the right point. Pearsall chases it in, and he comes up with it, circling the cage. Puts the brake on, does a 180, centers it, and it's just sticked into the corner. In the corner, comes back to the left point. Shot is tipped and redirected, and goes up over everything. Who took that? Gazenberg. 1:24 left to go, first period. No score on this one. A couple of games postponed, as we mentioned. Peabody Gloucester and Beverly Danvers postponed. Lynn winning tonight over the Hamilton Wenham Generals 5-1. This one's no score, and it's for temporary first place in the Northeastern Conference. Winthrop can widen the margin to 3 points if they're able to win. Marblehead fires it around the boards. It's Pearsall looking for McGurran. He's pinned along the boards, but it comes out to the right point, shot wide. Collected by Feingold. Going to the right in the corner. Two Vikings bump him. McGurran comes away with it. He's bumped off the play behind the net, and the puck, I believe, is on the cage. And after the whistle, it was a big hit on a header who went flying, shall we say. And the student body doesn't like that.
Hockey, it's a physical game.
Boy, is it ever. I think it was Pearsall. He's checking to see if his jaw was still there. And his teeth, they are. And he's right back out, so the home crowd gave him a nice round of applause. Tough kids. Center point, shot by Gazenberg, deflected wide. 48 seconds left to go in the period. Back to the left point. Gazenberg falls down. Vikings break it out. And it's just checked by Locke. Nice back checking the defenseman. Winding up is Schell. Heads to the cage, shot, and it's into the legs. Oh, once again, I think Skotsilas thought it might have been behind him. But he made the save.
Now, Zach Pearsall has some tremendous speed. He had a good burst right there. He swung around the defenseman, got a good shot on net, and again, just having a hard time picking the corners. But once he starts scoring, he's going to create problems for goalies in the Northeast Conference.
34 seconds left to go. Both goalies, top shelf so far. Santasani down to the right, Scotchella down to the left. Faceoff won by Winthrop. Packed around the boards. Ponce is up. Vikings, Marblehead will track it down. Garfield shoots it diagonally from left to right. He'll go after it himself, but it's cleared away by the goalie back to and out of the zone. That brings a breakout for Winthrop. They're going to shoot, and it's Sam Yarrow shooting from long range. We have a penalty coming up on Marblehead, I believe. They didn't call it. I don't know what's going on. There's the whistle now. A ref had his hand up in the air. Winthrop had the play, and a Marblehead player touched it, and they still kept his hand up in the air. So I don't know what was going on, Coach.
Yeah, that whole thing, I thought he originally had a penalty on Marblehead for a lock,
right,
tripping at the blue line.
That's what I thought.
And Marblehead touched the puck twice, and there should have been a whistle, so that whole sequence at the very end shouldn't have even happened. And
yeah.
What's unfortunate now is Winthrop's going to end up with a penalty. So
major, maybe, it looks like. I don't know. Looks like they're putting up 5 minutes. Well, that's weird. That is definitely weird.
Yeah, that was the referees missed that, but Locke definitely, Marblehead's been standing up on the blue line in the offensive zone, and we've been trying to get by him, and the puck got by, and Locke kind of tripped the Winthrop forward. And that was the penalty, but Marblehead touched the puck twice in their own end, and the whistle should have blown, so it's unfortunate that we have a second penalty, and I'm not sure what they have. They don't have the Winthrop penalty up there right now.
Yeah, the Winthrop penalty is up there. It's Finn. They don't have the Marblehead penalty. There it comes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is on Locke. You're right, Coach. So matching penalties. So we got 5-on-5, and that's what the official was pointing with his hands, 5-on-5. So you got 5.6 seconds left, faceoff at center, and that was just strange.
Yeah.
Very weird. Anyway.
Somebody must have thought the period ended sooner than it should have.
Okay. Uh-huh. From center, it is a long shot by Evangelista, and that will bring the period to a close. All right, so there you go. After one, it is no score between Marblehead and Winthrop. We'll be back to talk about this one a little bit more here. You're listening to MSO News Sports 0-0 after one from the Rocket Arena here on the campus of Salem State. We'll be back.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
MSO News Sports, the multimedia website serving the North Shore, featuring local scores, photos, and videos. And you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
So we're between periods 1 and 2. It's Marblehead 0 and Winthrop 0, and it's my pleasure to bring on Tom Colby, a former coach at Marblehead High School, and among other things. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Have you seen these guys a little bit this year at all? Or?
Well, I've seen Marblehead play a couple games, but I have not seen Winthrop play. So
I was just talking to Coach Jackson that it seems like year in and year out for the last, don't know, 50 years or so. Winthrop Marblehead fighting for first place at the end of the season. It just goes on and on. And right. You guys back in your day were doing that.
Yeah, I think, to your point, I think there's been a rivalry that's gone back for, you know, decades, which is two great programs, always been very competitive, and also off the ice, very friendly. I think it's been a terrific rivalry, two of the premier teams in the North Shore League.
Coach Dunbar was telling me some stories about the upper levels from junior hockey through professional ranks and so on. And in your experience, I mean, you know, things change at every level. But at this level, what's different about the way things are now? Because we were just saying back in when you guys skated, there were Division I players. There were Division I players from all over the Northeastern Conference. We don't have that as much anymore.
Right.
But has the game changed, or how does that work from when you guys were skating?
I think the big difference is there's so many more hockey players from so many more areas now than there was before. So back when we were in high school, there was just a select group of states in the United States that played hockey: Michigan, Minnesota, Massachusetts, maybe Connecticut. So there was fewer areas that had hockey programs. Now, you look at these Division I rosters, and you look at these kids, they're coming from not only all over the country, but they're coming from all over the world. So I think it's a much deeper pool that they're drawing from. There's a lot more hockey players now. The youth programs are a lot larger. Some of these towns have programs that are 100, 120 kids, where before it was 15, 20, you know, 30 kids in the program. So
the thing is, I remember back when the Lynn Arena was here, and you had all these schools going through the Lynn Arena. You guys, what time did you go to practice when you were playing? Bob, when you played at Marblehead, did you guys have the 5 a.m. practices and stuff?
Well, not in high school. We were,
Coach
Colby was a senior when I was a sophomore, but we had some good times. But back when we were peewees and bantams, Gordon College was an early morning practice.
Oh, outside? Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think there was anywhere near as many facilities or rinks as there are now. But there weren't you weren't competing. There were no girls programs. There weren't as many youth programs with as many teams. So I think there was, the high school had probably a more, you know, prime time opportunities to get the good ice times. But Lynn Arena was a great spot. I mean the fact that all the Northeast Division teams would play there. You could go over there starting at noontime. The Middlesex League played there. The Northeast League played there. So from 12
for $2, yeah,
yeah, from 12 to 9 o'clock, you're watching some great hockey players.
Talking with Tom Colby, former coach, Marblehead great, and coach. The thing about it is, you got to love it because the pond hockey, the cold, and everything else. And now you got the hockey moms bringing everybody everywhere. But it's as we're watching out here, it's a tough sport. But here you are. I was just saying, you know, I'm looking at all of us guys, so we're not kids anymore. But you still love it, and you still, it's just amazing. Donnie Riley up in Gloucester.
Right.
Donnie was out on the ice the other day helping the girls hockey team. And it's just, you just never stop. It's a great sport.
Well, you just brought up a good point about the ponds. Back in our day and back in the earlier, decades ago, we utilized the ponds a lot more because you didn't have the ice time. There weren't as many rinks. And I think the evolution of our generation back then was more on the ponds as well as the rinks, where today, Bob and I used to laugh when I was coaching back in Marblehead. Something happened over here. They closed the rink, and Red's Pond had great ice because they had just skated there the day before.
Let's go.
So I called the practice up at Red's Pond, and I looked at the team when I announced it, and you would have thought that I was saying, these guys are going to, we're flying to Siberia. And the amazing thing about it was half the team never skated on a pond before.
No way.
Never had
no
been
way.
On a pond, you know? So it was their first experience. So not only did they think I was crazy, but they were like going, oh, my God, how do you skate on a pond?
How do you skate on a pond? Well, it's funny. The other day I was just talking to Donnie Riley about all the ponds we skated in just in Gloucester. I moved to Gloucester when I was a senior in high school.
Right.
And the different, these little ponds, it's so cool. And it was fun. You know, you throw the puck on the ice and you go all day long.
Yeah, and it was great for development because you were playing not only a long time, but there was no supervision. You were playing against different levels. There were kids that had, you know, very little experience against all the way up to high school players that were coming down and playing. So there was a kind of a wide range of talent. So I think that made you develop yourself. You pushed yourself a little bit more.
And everybody had a parker on with a hat. So right. You had to keep your head up. And if the pond wasn't frozen around the very edge, you had to have a little touch on your passes so you wouldn't lose the puck. So
right. It
had a lot of positive features.
What's the key, you guys, to Marblehead success? Because, as I said, I moved here as a senior in high school. And Marblehead, even back then when Coach Roland had that crazy vest on, just, you know, year in and year out, you're not a big town, like Winthrop isn't, but just success year after year, and the kids play, you go off to college, and then you come back.
Right. I just think both towns, Winthrop and Marblehead, have a long tradition of hockey. From the 50s on, there was always an interest in it, and I think they had success early in the 60s, and I think that really spawned kind of, you know, the younger generation looking at these great players like Tuukka Hoon and the Sumners and the Bobby Bloods, Frankie LeGros. You can go down the list. There were great players. So I think that really, for us younger guys, really kind of set the motion, the tone of wanting to play hockey. So we really evolved into hockey communities, and I think that's what was the reason.
After you did college, did you play did you play organized hockey after that?
I did. I played 2 years professional. I was with the Phoenix Roadrunners for 2 years after college, and it was a great experience. It was different back then, not, you know, back in that generation, back in the late 70s, not many players came out of college and had the opportunity to do that. So I felt fortunate to have the opportunity to do that.
Did you play against a lot of Canadian kids?
I would say the rosters were probably 90% Canadians at the time, yes.
And you survived, because I'm looking at your stature, Tom, and some of those kids must not like skate out there.
I tell people, I graduated from Marblehead High. I went to the University of Vermont. I weighed 127 pounds. I was 5'4". And I tell people that, and I don't think they believe it.
That's pretty incredible.
I know. It's an amazing stat.
I see. I forget the line. I think it's Swampscott line. They get little peewees out there, and they're terrific because you can't hit them. You can't. So I'm guessing it's having that agility on skates must have helped.
Yeah.
And being tough.
That is good speed.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be fast. You got to be fast.
So what do you think about this one? Have you watched this first period?
I think it's a great game. I just think I think Marblehead has definitely the advantage in the first period. I think they've dominated from a shot-wise perspective, territory perspective. But, you know, Winthrop's got some good players. I think it's going to be, you know, goaltending is going to be a key in this thing. And, you know, a good bounce here or there and a timely goal is going to make a huge difference.
Tom, it's a pleasure meeting you, and we're going to get together. We're going to have some kind of a round table at some point. We're just going to talk hockey.
All right.
So I hope you will join us.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Do you want to stay
here?
That
is Tom Colby, former hockey coach at Marblehead.
And do you want to stay here
hockey
and make
great.
Some comments, great?
Wait, what? No. 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 Okay. Thank you, Coach. Tom Colby, Marblehead great, and former coach there, and you skated with Tom, and he's a little older than you.
Tom was a senior when I was a sophomore. We happened to skate on the same line, and so I was always fortunate that I had some good centers that made me look a lot better than I was.
Hold on a second.
Phil,
yes.
Get a picture of us too, will you please?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Yeah, come on in, Phil. While we're waiting for the winter to come on the ice. Yeah, there you go.
I got to find my camera.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to get up on my tiptoes.
I got it. Here we go. No more. Plus one. There you go. No, you don't have to lean in that much. Okay, we got it.
All right, thank you. There you go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I never think of doing that. There was an astronaut who visited Gloucester High School one time, and The people who invited him in, his name is astronaut Dr. Don Thomas, and the people who invited him in know how much I love the space program, and they gave me a 15-minute audience one-on-one with him. It was awesome. And then I almost forgot to have my picture taken with him. I got to do this. Well, we're still waiting for Marblehead to come back onto the ice. Winthrop has a ribbon, and there's still about 30 seconds left here. There's no score in this one. Winthrop and Marblehead. Phil Stacey is here. Bill Newell is here.
Happy
we'll have
you
some
you too. Thank you.
Post-game stuff as well. And we're still waiting. So I don't know if there's a psychological ploy or just got some talking going on in the locker room. What do you do between periods, Coach? I mean, you did tell me that sometimes you stayed out here, and other times are there strategic changes or anything?
Well, you don't really make strategic changes. You talk about what's been working well. You talk about maybe some things that you're lacking a little bit in, and just what do we need to do to get to the next goal? What do we need to do to be, a little more successful this period? So the first period ended 0-0, Marblehead dominating the shots. So I'm sure they're in there saying, listen, we're getting some shots, but we're just not getting second rebounds.
How much
we have to keep up the same intensity and keep playing. So we'll see.
I always thought that coaching is done at practice. And is there a lot of actual coaching during the game?
Not really. I think there's fine-tuning.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to make some grand changes in the middle of a game without practicing. But, I think if you can fine-tune something and see what's working and kind of stress that to the players, we'll do that. I think what you'll see, Marblehead's going to come out and try to get some more bodies to the net. They've had some shots, they just haven't had any rebounds. They've missed the net with some shots on the short side.
And
Winthrop has to create a little bit more offense, and I think you'll see Winthrop trying to create a little bit more offense.
And the good news for Marblehead, they stayed out of the penalty box until the last 5 seconds. But those are matching penalties as we start the second period with no score. This time the play is in the Winthrop end down to our right, where Scotchella is keeping the net. It's cleared into the Marblehead zone. First on it is Sam Yarrow. He's being dogged, though, by Paul Heffernan. And it trickles in on the goal from the right point. And it's covered up by Santasani.
The one thing that I'm a little bit concerned with for Marblehead here is their defensemen are standing on the blue line a little bit too long. And I think Winthrop's trying to take advantage of that. The last two, last half of the first period and the start of the second period, they're trying to bust some wings out there. And if Marblehead gets caught flat-footed, you might see some odd man rushes.
Okay. Keep an eye on that. Garfield brings it out of the zone, fires it out of the rink.
Must be mad at his coach on that one.
Well, when we were up in Gloucester the other day, that's the first time a puck ever came toward me over there, man. Got my attention. That sucker's hard. Faceoff will be at center. And I'll tell you, Charlie McGurran does not look like a freshman. He's a big kid, especially for a freshman. And he is first man down into the zone after it. But Scotchella is out. Scotchella is out of the net and clears it around the boards and out of the zone. Brought out of the zone. Vikings will shoot it up high, and this one goes out of the rink as well.
Yeah, McGurran's for a freshman, he's probably 6'2", 6'3". His brother, who played for us 4 or 5 years ago, was the same height. Height runs in the family. Great athletes, and he came out. I think he had 2 goals the very first game, and has 6 to date right now. And as a freshman, you can't ask for anything more.
Wow, yeah. That is outstanding. He's a regular on that second shift. So there's a quick whistle.
And I think they called a hand pass on that.
Okay. It's in the header zone. And, yeah, it's going to come out back to the Winthrop zone.
Yeah, they were fortunate on that one. It was a missed pass by the defenseman right into the slot. Winthrop player had a great opportunity for the shot, but, again, it looked like a Winthrop player deflected it to him with his hand pass.
All right, so this one is won by Yarrow, and he gets it over to Ari Hain, who clears it out of the zone, up ahead to Evangelista. Stopped by the headers, goes right back to Hain. Bring it to his own line. Soft touch pass ahead for Joey Deeb. Intercepted by Marblehead. Shot from the left side by Shull along the ice. Stick save by Scotchella. Come back, Scotchella's solid in that so far. Both goalies are. No score, but here comes Winthrop. 2-on-1. Shot from the right. Oh, and it's a save. Deflected up into the ceiling. Great save by Santasani. And I'm trying to see, is that Evangelista? Yeah. Evangelista just closed, and he shot it from low in the circle, right side.
Again, example of the Marblehead defenseman getting caught on the blue line, standing up a little bit too long. Winthrop had a 2-on-1, and luckily the defenseman back took the wide guy, taking him away and San Antonio was able to square up to the shooter, and it was one-on-one with the shooter, and he just shot it wide.
His head barely clears the crossbar standing up on skates.
He's quick, he's got a heart of gold, and he's a tremendous little goalie.
Played 3 minutes in the second period, no score, Marblehead and Winthrop. Paul Heffernan avoids the check, but loses the puck to J.D. Parker, centering pass, and can't get through. Holgerson can't get through a maze of players. Marblehead's able to get it out to center. Slap right back into the header zone. Heffernan on it, and he is being bumped by a forechecking of J.D. Parker. Puck can't be kept in. It's out to center ice. Header's on it. Downley, first man, loses it, comes back to center once again. Heffernan slides it into the zone on the left. Noah Evangelista will get it. Diagonally from right to left, going to be icing on Winthrop.
One of the things, when the Shaw Garfield Hartline was out, you saw Shaw come down, and I think one of the things that we've always done in the past, and I think coach is doing it again, is because they're trying to get some more opportunities, he shot for the far pad with Colin Hart breaking in for the far pad and had a rebound. So, you know, the goalie's down, it's a great play, and it was a great shot by Shaw to try to create a rebound goal for Marblehead.
Pearsall loses it. Vikings bring it out. Flying down the right side is J.D. Parker, but he's being dogged by Gansenberg, and he breaks it up, allowing Eli Feingold to get it to center ice, but not to center ice, to the center point, and it's kept in by, well, no, I guess it did hop out of the zone.
I think Marblehead got away with a holding there. The forward for Winthrop got by Gansenberg a little bit, and he reached out, slowed him down, gave him a little tug on the shirt, and the Winthrop coaches were asking for it, but you know what? The refs don't call it, it's not a penalty.
That's right. So this is third line against first line. Interesting matchup. Vikings with their third line out there. And Winthrop gets it to, loses it rather, Colin Hart to Garfield. Flying back to pick it up is Chalmers. He's able to get it ahead the lane, and it comes out to center ice. Collected by Mike Brooks, who backhands it in. No threat really, though, as Tom Woodfin will pick it up and shoot it around the boards for Shull. And he'll drop it back to Locke, who skates along the right side. And check it, it's Heffernan. Fires it over the other side to Woodfin. Knocked down at center by Demento. Clears it right back into the header zone.
I think the reason Winthrop had the third line out there is he went into a stack. And all they wanted to do is they wanted to dump it in and stack Marbleheads and try to frustrate them from breaking out, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Garfield clears it in as the headers will change up. Collision behind the net. No harm. No foul. Slapped off the boards by Van Buskirk. No icing all the way back in the Marblehead zone. Locke slides it over to Pearsall. Locke gets it back. Winds it up. Drops it over to McGurran. On the right side, he's got some room. He's on his off wing, centering pass. Block, goes behind the cage as he falls down. Pearsall can't pick it up. Comes back to the point. Gansenberg keeps it in. Looking for Feingold. And he is being bumped by Finn. Feingold comes away with it. Slides it behind the cage. Vikings drop back to the point. And it is taken out of the zone by Sam Yarrow. Stick handling. There's another 2-on-1. A wrist shot. Saved by Santasani. Woo!
I tell you what, another two-on-one. Marblehead's got to be careful. This could come back to haunt them. You know, it's a 0-0 game. 10 minutes left in the second period. The shots, Winthrop's had a few more shots this period than they had. They got 4 versus 1 in the first period. So they've picked up their offense. Marblehead's really only had one shot this period. So it's kind of role reversal, and they both have to get some better opportunities. Uh-oh.
Breakout by Marblehead. Here we go as the defender loses his stick, so it's a 3-on-3 at the moment with one guy without a stick. First man down in the zone, Heffernan, up from a defensive position, comes around to the left point. And it is blocked over there by Corey Cherico, which allows Winthrop to get it up to the line, but not out. You still got a skater out there without a stick. It's Joey Holgerson.
I think the Winthrop defenseman thought he had his stick and made a pass to him. He had nothing to catch it with.
Exactly. And that allowed Marblehead to keep it in. And this one squirts between the defense, goes in on goal. So it forces Santasani to make a save. No icing, and that allows Winthrop to change up. They are at center. Mark, or check it. Van Buskirk out there. Finn goes all the way back for Winthrop. Slides it over to Hain. Down to the zone. Penalty coming up. Two Vikings go down with one check, and they're both slumped over on the ice. I didn't see it because it's in the corner of out of sight, but two Winthrop Vikings went down, and they're both on their knees with their heads down. And this will be a penalty on Woodfin. Wow. 6:10, the time of the penalty. He took out two. So there's the first penalty that's going to make a difference in terms of ice strength. 5-on-4 now for Winthrop. And this has been the bugaboo for the headers. Garfield will bring it out. Gets it to Schull. Short-handed Schull with a chance here. He's bumped into the boards. Looks for Garfield, but it's taken away by Yarrow. Now they'll form up the offense as Marblehead will send three men back, leave one forechecker in the zone. And Vikings delayed offside. Locke will gather it, find an opening, and clear it. Minute and a half left in the penalty. Vikings on the power play. No score. We're almost halfway through the hockey game. Been entertaining. Both goalies sharp once again. Out of the zone, Vikings. Holgerson behind the cage. Locke on Holgerson. Skips it over to the left wing boards. And back to the left point. Kept in at the point by Evangelista. Gets it down low. Back to Evangelista. On the left side to Yarrow. Circle right. Centering pass. Oh, man. Garfield. Check it. Winthrop had a tremendous chance that time, but Santasani, it was Holgerson with the chance. Back come the Vikings. And Holgerson is hit hard by Gansenberg, which stops his momentum, but still with it. Centering pass, again a save off Santasani. Pearsall will bring it out, flying on the left side. He's got a winger with him. Oh, couldn't make connections with Hart. Very close to a two-on-one that time by Marblehead. 17 seconds left in the penalty for Winthrop. 7:03 left in the second period. Two-on-three this time as Evangelista just sends it into the Marblehead end so the Vikings can change up with time running out in the penalty. So Marblehead clears it with time left. Now we're 5-on-5. One good scoring threat that time by Winthrop. Lock for Marblehead. His own end boards. There's a centering pass on the steal and another save. Oh, man, DeMento was right on the doorstep, and he couldn't put it home. And the little guy made another save.
The Marblehead defensemen have been coughing the puck up a couple times in their own end, which went through a few opportunities to get some shots. The problem is they're shooting it into the midsection of Santasani. But again, that was point blank, and it was a great opportunity, and Winthrop shaking their head right now.
J.D. Parker, yeah, on the faceoff. No, it's Sam Yarrow on the faceoff, but Marblehead wins it. And Locke Sheridan gets it out of the zone. Chipwrecked back in by Winthrop. Joe Deeb after it, around the boards. Headers still in their own zone. Finally are able to get it to Cody. He gets it out of the zone, but it's taken away once again by Yarrow. There he comes. Two marble headers. Here we go. Centering pass there. It didn't go in. Oh, my goodness. Evangelista fired it up high. I thought it went in.
Another great opportunity.
And Winthrop just buzzing the net right now. Back to the right point. Uh-oh. Look out here. Here's a breakout for Sheridan. To the net score! Mark Sheridan. Great individual effort. Marblehead leads 1-0. Time of the goal. Winthrop got flat-footed, got caught flat-footed. Sheridan outraced a Viking, and then really fooled Scotchula on that one. Scotchula's on that one.
Yeah, you know, it happens so often in high school hockey. Winthrop's starting to dominate a little bit on the shift, and the defenseman sag in and gets caught flat-footed, and Sheridan with some great speed made a great individual play, used his body to separate him from the defenseman, and went in and split it between the goalie's legs. What a nice play.
Beautiful. Sheridan's fourth of the season. I would guess that's unassisted, but who knows? Somebody lost a glove. Play back in the Viking zone.
And we're going to get a penalty on Winthrop right now, so this could, you know, if Marblehead takes advantage of this, it could make a big difference right now as the period's starting to wind down a little bit.
Penalty on Winthrop. Who's going off? It is
number
16 on your program, and that is... Joy Holgerson, sophomore with 14 points.
He's a good little player for Winthrop. You know, I don't think he really needed to do that. He lost his glove, and I think instead of using his stick and without a glove, he used his free hand and grabbed and stood right out for a hole.
When you're sort of off balance or, I don't know, it must be weird when you're out there without a stick. Anyway, Marblehead shoots it. It is Shull from the corner right. Put it on. Scotchelis makes the save. 5-on-4. Header setting it up. Very patient on offense at the moment on the power play. Garfield has it. Center point. Slides it down to the right side to Shull. Back to the left side. Cross ice feed to Hart. Back to Garfield behind the cage. And centers it. Is it in? Uh-oh. Nope. Dislodged the net. Penalty.
They got a penalty on Winthrop. I mean, a penalty on Marblehead.
Yep.
I think McGurran in front of the net cross-checked the defenseman into the goalie, and
that's
he's going off to eagle it out.
That's
going to
even it up. Good chance by the headers in the power play. Is negated now with the penalty to McGurran. This penalty comes at 10:05. 1-0. Marblehead. Sheridan with a beauty. Great hustle goal. So 1:26 still in the penalty to Holgerson. McGurran goes off the ice now to even things up for the next 1:26. So if things stand as they are, it'll be a 34-second power play for the Vikings. 5 minutes left to go in the period. Marblehead leading 1-0. 4-on-4. Headers. Taking their time, it's Woodfin behind the cage. Now he brings it out cautiously. Checked though by Corey Cherico. Garfield flying behind the cage at center. Left wing to Pearsall. Circle left, wrist shot, glove save. Sort of a snapshot, I guess. And that was headed for the far corner, nice save by Santasani, and there's a check it by Scotchelis. And there's 1-2-3 Vikings on a couple of headers. And do we have further penalties?
No, I think it was just
No, okay. Well, these guys put their hands up, and I don't know what they're doing. Especially when they don't put them down ever. 4:22, I exaggerate. 4:22 left to go, second period, 1-0. Marblehead. And it's cleared out of the zone. Headers have to backtrack. They do. Gadsenberg off the boards to center. Pearsall can't come up with it. Vikings do with a 2-on-2. Oh, it breaks off the glove, I'm telling you. Terrific shot by Sam Yarrow. It broke off the glove of Santasani and went wide. Right back on the other side comes Pearsall, far boards. He falls down, goes into the boards heavily. He's okay. And J.D. Parker has it for Winthrop. Centering pass. Over to the left side. Noah Evangelista. Gets it over to Yarrow. Shot. Another save. Man, how did he even see that thing? Santasani just stonewalling Winthrop at the moment. Yarrow winding up again in the left corner. Heads to the net. Shoots. Another save. Point blank. Oh, jeez. 3:26 left to go. The headers ice it, or they're shorthanded. No icing. They call icing. No, they're shorthanded.
They're gonna have the face off at center ice. That wasn't a missed call.
Yeah, that was a mistake. All right, so 3:22 left to go in the period. Winthrop has a power play for 27 seconds. Up and down action in this one. Tremendous crowd on a Wednesday night.
A snowy Wednesday night.
A snowy Wednesday night. Yeah, scary forecast. Yeah. Hunker down. Play back underway. It's at center ice. Go deep. Busted up. Goes into the right corner. Holgerson on it for Winthrop. Back to the right point. 6 seconds left in the man advantage. Centering pass is blocked. Garfield ahead to Schull. Stick handling on the right side. Pad save along the ice from long range by Schull. Pad save by Skotchelis. Penalty is over. Puck is in the Winthrop zone. Colin Hart trying to make a play. On the corner right. Still with it. And it's taken away by the Vikings. Hart back checking. Sticks it away at center. And it comes back the other way for the Vikings. They'll get on it. Hain blindly gets it ahead. Luke Evangelista racing for it. Finn goes back. Woodfin wins that race. But Evangelista's down there hacking away for it, fighting for it, comes up with it. Stolen by Garfield. He'll bring it out of the zone by himself along the left wing. Far boards blocked at the line, and it's offside.
Well, Garfield made a nice play on that. He knew that Winthrop was going to try to cycle the puck. He snuck back in the corner, and when the Winthrop player dumped it back down, he was right there, and he had full speed going. So, nice play by Garfield.
Inside 2 minutes, 1-0 Marblehead second period. Mark Van Buskirk sends it into the Marblehead end. Can it be kept in on the right side? Nope. Chalmers has to backtrack for it. Gets over. Over to Van Buskirk. He passes it ahead. Looking for Corey Cherico. Chalmers has it. Slides it to Parker. Backhands it up and out. Another faceoff with a minute and a half left to go. Second period.
Again, Winthrop came out and has played a very, very good second period. Santasani has been making some great saves. And except for the breakaway and the tremendous play by Sheridan, you know, it's a 1-0 game.
Yep. Good game. Lots of folk here from both sides. Marblehead student body with a huge turnout down to our left. Faceoff is at center. Garfield wins it. Off the glass by Heffernan into the Viking zone. Now what?
Icing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay, well, bring it back.
Yeah, they're going to call another icing. You know, they're being real critical on this. You know, again, just a step away from the red line, up on the glass to try to kill the puck a little bit, and it just, the angle of the shot just carries it into the far end for an icing.
Face off to the right of Santasani. Marblehead has it. They'll bring it out of the zone. Get it into the Winthrop end, lock Sheridan, and it's tied up down low by the goaltender.
He made a switch right now. He's put Locke Sheridan in place of Colin Hart on the right wing of this line. I don't know if it's a total shift or just a shift with the last minute of play.
Mm-hmm. Garfield is still your center with Schull on the right wing. Face off again. Puck went into the net. 1-1-1 on the board. 1 minute, 11 seconds left in the second. 1-0 Marblehead. Again, Locke Sheridan with the goal at 9:16 of the second period. Garfield against Yarrow. Garfield wins it, comes back to the right point, but it hops over the stick of Heffernan. He'll fire it over to Locke, squirts it into the zone. The long pass goes in on goal, saved by Santasani. Cleared out. This will be icing on. No, it's not. It's collected by Yarrow. Here he goes. He shoots and scores. Holy cow, what a play by Yarrow.
You know, very similar to what Sheridan did. He used his speed. He came down, and he beat Woodfin to the puck and just swung Woodfin and scored. So,
wow.
What a great goal for Winthrop.
15th goal of the season by Yarrow, tying the game. I thought it was going to be icing for sure, but Yarrow just caught up with it. Man, this goal is at 14:07. It's tied. Oh, now I see the Winthrop student body is right next to the Marblehead student body. I didn't realize that. Okay. Okay, so they're here. And a good turnout. I thought it was a huge Marblehead crowd, but no. Oh, they're big, too. They got a lot of representatives here. Players in the Marblehead end at the moment. Locke tries to get it out. Controlled by Yarrow. Another tester. Man, what a save. Goes into the left corner. Yarrow has got such a deceptive shot. Got some velocity on it. Here comes Marblehead the other way. Feingold shoots it up high over the cage. 13 seconds left in the period. Game tied at one. Vikings bring it out for one last rush. Holgorsen feeding. Oh, Yarrow didn't see it. Goes far boards, mid-zone. 2 seconds left, and this game is going to end. The middle frame tied at one.
And Winthrop picked it up that time. The shots on net in that period were 11-7. So Winthrop dominated a little bit in the period there. And like I said, except for the Sheridan play halfway through the period and then the great play by the Winthrop forward, it's a 1-1 game. It's been a great high school hockey game right now. Both teams have given it their all, and it'll be an interesting 15 minutes from the third period.
Marblehead Hall of Famer Bob Jackson, Phil Stacy from the Salem News is up here, the sports editor, along with Bill Newell, covering this one in detail. And of course, Phil is texting out as we speak. 1-1 after two goals in this second period. Locke Sheridan at 9:16 for the headers on a breakout. Tremendous hustle by Sheridan. At 9:30. And then Yarrow tying it up at 14:07 to end the second period, his 15th of the season. For Marblehead Sheridan, that is his fourth. Anything to report there, Coach? No, okay.
I just watching the Marblehead crowds right by the door.
Okay.
As the Winthrop players are coming out, and you just give them a little bit of a razz.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here and check in with Bill Newell talking to the Endicott hockey coach. Give us a little break here. We'll be right back after that. After two periods, it's Marblehead 1, Winthrop 1.
What could be better than a Patriots win? A great rate on a new mortgage with Institution for Savings. Score early and often with extremely competitive rates on our 30, 15, and 10-year fixed residential mortgages. We have lightning speed turnaround time and never sell our loans, so you always know who to turn to for help. Apply 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-3106. Institution for Savings, member FDIC, DIF, and... MSO New Sports, the multimedia website serving the North Shore, featuring local scores, photos, and videos. And you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by R.J. Tolan, hockey coach at Endicott College. And first of all, Coach, welcome. Great to meet you. Great to say hello to you.
Thank you very much. It's great to meet you, and it's an honor and a privilege to hang out and talk a little hockey.
Yeah. So let's do that. So Endicott College, a number of years ago, was a club team. You came the last year was a club team. Since then, what is it? 3 years as a non-club team? Does that sound about right?
This
is our fourth year of non-club, three full years without being club. But this is your fourth year non-club.
You're nationally ranked now, regionally ranked, and so on. So I guess fill us in on where this program kind of fits in to Division III hockey.
I'm not sure exactly where we fit in. I don't think necessarily trying to fit in. I'm just, you know, I think we're trying to find students and people that fit into Endicott and are tremendous people and student athletes. And, you know, I think that's what's taken on a life of its own, where they care a little bit more and have played a little harder, and, you know, just try to have some fun and put a program on the map and have some school pride, you know.
Before going big picture, let's kind of go small picture to focus on what's this the games this weekend. You're at the University of New England on Friday, then you host them here on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So what can you tell me about this team?
My team or their team?
Well, we'll get to your team, but tell me about their team or the matchup that you'd have here on Saturday.
I think it would be the same as the matchup on Friday up there, where, you know, like I was saying earlier, I think it's really difficult to win any games in college hockey right now. And, yeah, I think we're just excited. They have a nice venue to play in and great school support. And, you know, I enjoy playing up there. It's a tremendous level of competition, and go have some fun and play those guys.
Yeah. Now, as far as your team, if you were scouting the Gulls yourself, and you came away, name a few players that would really kind of stand out to you on the ice for Endicott.
You know, I feel like this year, more than any other, I feel like our depth has really helped us. The culture of different guys have stepped up every night. So I feel like you could come on a Friday up at UNE and you may say, hey, this guy and that guy, wow, they're terrific, that's why they're winning. And then you'll come the next night and it would be two different guys. You know, I feel like we haven't played great after the Christmas break, but someone has it's a team that finds a way to win, you know.
Tell me a little bit about your coaching your coaching influences, in other words, and background, if you will. You know, what coaches kind of influenced you over the years as a hockey player and then as a coach yourself?
Some of the biggest influences on me, I had the privilege of playing for Coach Whitehead at UMass Lowell, and, you know, I think he was one of the best human beings you could ever play for or have part of your life, which I think is one of the best examples or lessons of somebody could ever give you. And I also have had a tremendous relationship with Pertti Haasinen, who's been a big part of my life and mentored me. He was a coach at UMass Lowell, and then we became close when he came back into the Boston area. So he's been a tremendous mentor and person to me as well.
Of course. And playing your high school hockey at Matignon in the area?
Yes. I mean, if I could publicly apologize to Coach Pierce for whatever I was at as a 17-year-old, but he was the best. You know, I wish he could have coached me as like a 25-year-old, not a 17-year-old. I'm sure I was a pain in his ass.
They're saying you changed a little bit here. Huh? Tell me about your growth as a coach, because I always think that's interesting. About, you know, we all learn from every day we show up at work or whatever we do, from year to year. Hopefully we learn, but as a coach, I got to think there's got to be a huge learning curve as well as a coach. I mean, you just don't. Very few people just kind of walk in and it clicks for them. I mean, I'm just thinking.
I think if you would like win different ways or be successful different ways, it was almost like I look back when I first started and got an opportunity to be a head coach, and I was pretty ignorant and ill equipped to be a head coach when I look back at some of the decisions. And but you would win out of, like, excitement and energy, almost like a freshman that is working so hard, but it's maybe not the most economical work, you know? And then as you don't, it's almost like you don't know what you don't know. So as you get older and kind of take things in from people and say, oh, that makes more sense than what I'm doing. Why am I doing it this way? You know, I think it kind of shapes you as a person, and you, it's the same as anything. You have to do something. Like, you have to go play hockey for hours on end to become good at hockey. It's an organic sport. You have to coach hockey and fail and succeed and be in every situation and handle it, you know, the wrong way to learn how to handle it the right way, or handle it the right way and say, oh, that actually worked. And it's all trial and error. I think you just try to, in a very difficult competitive environment, you try your best to be a good human being. You know, it's a difficult dynamic in college. You love your team and you have the player's best interest, but at the same time, your decisions have to be on the team's terms and in the team's best interest. So it's, you have to have some strong relationships, because you're asking some guys to do things that they don't want to do.
You know, I'm always struck by watching coaches and so on. I had a chance to cover UVM hockey, Vermont hockey, Harvard hockey, and Boston College hockey before Jerry York came in, and then while he was coming in his early years at Boston College, and who's now just about the winningest hockey coach in collegiate hockey. And to see how different people do it and study them, you're right. And Jerry, to me, is one of the most special people I've ever met at BC over the years. I mean, he just is a very unique person in the sense that he is, first and foremost, I think, a quality person. And yet he has a system. And I'm thinking to what you said, that when he won at Clarkson or at Bowling Green and then at Boston College, he did it different ways depending on who he had and who was working with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the system is inconsequential. I'm sure Coach York has won with a million different game plans and systems. Ultimately, he's a good person, and he would find players that care about each other and their school and are talented. And when you combine student-athletes and young men that care and have talent, then you can have some special teams like Boston College and Bowling Green has had. You know, I think the teams we've had that have been successful here, it's about the players and being accountable and, you know, kind of having the same mindset and mentality. And,
And I think that, you know, you get me going now on recruiting, and that's a huge part of college sports, the recruiting piece, putting that in. And it's not just so much the who you see out on the ice, but it's you know, inspecting that person inside, as you're kind of alluding to, because you want that person to fit in off the ice as well.
In college athletics, it's everything. Whether it's being able to somehow convince certain student athletes to come and be part of the Endicott community here and play for our school, or having the self-control to say no to a talented player that maybe doesn't fit in the culture or the community here. So it's hard to stay disciplined with so many variables out of your control in Division III.
MSO, newsports.com, MSO Radio.
All right, we'll have a post on that with the IndyCar coach and Bill Newell. But now we're back to third period action here between Marblehead and Winthrop. The game is tied at one apiece.
It should be a great third period.
I think so. You're not going to use Bill Newell's line?
Well, Mr. Newell said the next one scores has an advantage.
So. Okay, paraphrasing. All right, so Winthrop on the attack immediately. Pushes the puck down to the Marblehead end. And Locke, big Brendan Locke, will flip it out to center ice over the head of Will Schull. and collected by Eli Feingold. So these lines are not what they were, as Sam Yarrow is out there right now. Luke Evangelista with him. Marblehead has a dope shell. Can't come up with it. Across the line for Winthrop. I lost my place here. It's blocked. It was Joey Holgerson. But Marblehead gets it back out to center ice. At the line. Woodfin avoids a check. Stops at the blue line. And slides it into the Winthrop end. Then Buskirk gets it up to the point, but not out. He gets it right back again. And he passes it over right wing to J.D. Parker. But he's broken up at center. Parker gets it right back. Stops at the line, and he'll flip it into the Marblehead end. Locke to Woodfin. Back to Locke. And comes over to Schull. I'm sorry, to Feingold. And McGurran shoots it diagonally into the right wing corner, and he'll change up. A lot of open ice right now. 2 minutes played, third period, game tied. A little sloppy play, bounces off the boards, going to trickle in on Scotchelis. Gets it out to center ice. Mike Brooks trying to hook up with Charlie Lane, but doesn't go. Comes back out to center. Tracked down by Noah Evangelista. And he misfires, but no harm. Has to retreat behind his own cage. Chris Finn is with him. Blind pass comes up ahead to Luke Evangelista. He tries to center it, but he's being checked nicely by Colin Hart. Sheridan helps out. Gets it back. Centering pass, though. It's slot. Fired wide by Evangelista. And it comes back to the right point where it is kept in nicely by Brian Chalmers. Goes all the way around the boards. Joe Deeb fighting for it. Drops it back to Chris Finn. Back to Deeb. Shot up over the cage as Yarrow gets another chance in that slot.
Winthrop's came out again in the third period just like they did the second period. They've had a couple opportunities. They're buzzing around the Marblehead net. The Marblehead defensemen have to pick it up a little bit and pick up the open men and do a better job of clearing the puck and getting it out of the zone. But right now, Marblehead has to pick it up if we're going to have a different result in this game.
Face off to the left of Santasani. It's won by Garfield for the headers. Heffernan behind the cage. Right wing. Cross ice feed. Intercepted at center by Chalmers, who slaps it back into the Marblehead end.
Oh.
Woodfin, Heffernan, left wing side. Schull sends it into the Winthrop zone. Tracked down by Van Buskirk. He's checked into the boards but comes away with it. Schull fighting for the puck. He gets it. Looking for Garfield. Slap shot up over everything from the right dot. Faceoff circle. Woodfin shoots it around, all the way around to the right point behind the cage. Big check on Woodfin, and right back on the other side, it's Holgerson shooting it wide. So up and down we go, and there's a big check at center ice on Pearsall, but he stays up. Winthrop back, 2-on-2, block, and Marblehead brings it back the other way with some speed, a 3-on-2 for the headers across the line. Drop pass, can't see the number, check, and Feingold can't get a stick on it. It's blocked, comes back out to center ice. Feingold was the last man to touch the puck. Couldn't quite do anything with it. Shot from long range by Luke Evangelista off the backboards, off the end boards. At center ice, controlling it for the Vikings. And they have it, but centering pass comes down low, and Santasani can't come up with it. They're buzzing our Winthrop. I'm trying to see who the line is that's out there. All right, it's Evangelista and Yarrow. Yarrow chases Sheridan, but it comes around for Gansenberg. Charlie McGurran on it, across the line, 1-on-3, trying to weave his way through, but no, Vikings stop it. Fighting for it again as McGurran comes back out to center ice, where Woodfin calms it down. Chase by Schull. Checks Chris Finn. But he gets it out to center ice, does Finn. Woodfin back with it. Cross ice feed on the other side over to Heffernan. Stolen by J.D. Parker for Winthrop. Slides it, Holgerson does, into an empty right wing corner. Woodfin on it. Whips it up ice nicely to Schull. Diagonally, right wing side, as Marblehead was changing up. Demento brings it back the other way for Winthrop. Glove save from center ice by Demento. And Santasani hangs on. As we're down to 9:17 in this one, score remains 1-1.
Marblehead seems like they've started to go to just two lines the last couple shifts here. They did that the other night against Danvers in the third period, just trying to go with the top six forwards that are playing, skating hard, I guess.
Yarrow wins it, and he drops it for Luke Evangelista, but it's blocked, goes into the left wing corner and out to center ice. Tracked down by Brian Chalmers. Gets it over on the right side to center ice. Block has it on it, and there's a whistle.
Hand pass?
Yeah, face off at center ice. 1-1, all the scoring. All the scoring coming in the second period. Block Sheridan for Marblehead at 9:16. And Yarrow, Sam Yarrow for Winthrop at 14:07. And both were similar type goals.
Yeah, I heard from Coach Dunbar that that Yarrow has been sick all day. So he's out there giving a real good effort. But I guess he's a little bit under the weather.
Wow, you never know it, man, from the hustle and the shots he put on. Lordy. So here comes the Vikings across the line, but it is tracked down and broken up nicely by Ben Gansenberg, big defenseman for the Headers. Right back into the Marblehead end. Locke Sheridan gets it ahead. Gavin Dowley across the line. Weak backhanded is bounced in on goaltender Ryan Skocelis, who gloves it like a shortstop. Almost halfway through the period.
That's the first shift out there for Gavin Dowley's line with Pearsall.
Face off to the left of Skocelis. Nobody controls it. Everybody's fighting for it. And it comes out to center where it's whistled off the boards by Heffernan.
So now the coach has made a change now. He's put McGurn back on wing now with Garfield and Scholl. This was a line that started the season out together.
And they're buzzing now. McGurn is out there trying to center it, looking for Scholl. McGurn fighting for the puck, hustling in the right wing corner, but it is taken away by the Vikings. And I think that's Yarrow. Scholl steals it, shoots it. Oh, man, blocker save. Up high by Skocelis. Back to center and down into the Marblehead end. No icing. Woodfin goes back, stops, sends it way up ahead near sideboards. Back into the Viking end where Chris Finn will set up behind the cage. And he'll get it over to J.D. Parker. Stopped at the line, though, by Eli Feingold. And sent down behind the cage, left wing corner. Marblehead keeping it in at the moment, and puck is cleared into the stands, and so we will have a face-off back in the Winthrop end. Kevin Dorr getting... Just shut my mic off, that's all. can't trust me, Coach. Can't trust me, man.
Well, I did hear the click, and
yeah.
I wasn't
what was that?
Sure.
What was that, yeah. Well, we're at 7:19 left to go. It's 1-1. Face off in the Winthrop end. And it's won by Marblehead. Gansenberg will slide it down low, looking for Dowley. Back on the other side to Gansenberg in his own zone. He weaves his way up to center. He's bumped, sticked away by Mike Brooks of Winthrop. However, Headers clear it back. Evangelista, Noah Evangelista, is able to get it up to the line. Demento slides it toward the Marblehead end, falls down, and Gavin Dowley across the line, but he's checked as he sends it from right to left into the corner. Back out to center. cleared into the zone by Andrew Demento. It was onside, so no, I mean, it was on the right, the proper side of the red line, so no icing. 6.5 left to go in the game, 1-1. Play has slowed down considerably here in this third.
Yeah, it's getting a little sloppy here. I think the guys are getting tired on both sides for some reason, and there's been a lot of puck turnover right in the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm. And play is in the Winthrop end. They get it out of the zone. Yarrow with it. He's got a winger with him. It's a 2-on-1. Yarrow tries to slide it across. Can't make connections with Evangelista. And Yarrow was checked into the boards heavily. Play is in the corner, right side. Marblehead end. The headers will bring it out. Eli Feingold out of the zone. He avoids a check. First man down. He's got it in the corner. Feingold avoids another check, fighting for the puck. Vikings win that battle, but it's still in their own zone. Shot blocked. Oh, deflected. Oh, man. Jasenberg put a shot on, and Feingold redirected it, but it went right into the midsection.
Now, that's Marblehead's best chance so far this period. And it was something that, if it deflected a little bit on one side or the other, we might have a goal there. But turnover by Winthrop in their own end and created an offensive scoring opportunity.
Yep. Face off to the right of Skocelis. Controlled by Sam Yarrow. Winding up, far side. Flips it up way high, trying to connect with Luke Evangelista. Yarrow might even get his own pass that time. Joey Holgerson is out there on the line, and he'll have it. Intercepts it between the circles. Blind pass down low to Evangelista. Can't come up with it. Lock does for Marblehead. Kept in by Chalmers. Two headers on him. And a whistle.
Again, he's calling another hand pass, so the faceoff will come all the way down into the Winthrop end.
Give both teams a chance to change up. 5 minutes left to go, 5:09 exactly. 1-1 is the score. And I'm not going to say anything about it being a relatively penalty-free game. I'm not going to say anything. All right?
I'm sure both coaches are happy.
Yep. As are the fans. And we have a timeout.
I think Winthrop took that timeout. In the first game they played, Coach Dunbar took a timeout roughly with about the same amount of time left in the third period, and it resulted in a goal. Maybe he's looking for seeing if luck will come on his side twice against Marblehead.
You know, for the first almost first half of the season, Winthrop, Marblehead, Danvers, and Saugus were all scrambling, but Winthrop Marblehead sort of pulling away right now, Coach, from the rest of the pack. Medford, Danvers, right around 500. Saugus, the same thing. So, you know, they look like they're going to battle it out for first place the rest of the way.
I think you're right there. As you said earlier, Winthrop has one game in hand. I think that their remaining games are Beverly, Danvers, Saugus, and maybe Peabody. I'm not sure. And then Marblehead's remaining games are... they play Saugus, who beat them the first time this coming Saturday in Saugus. So that'll be another tester for Marblehead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure who they have in their last conference game. That might even be their last conference game.
Yeah, I don't have the schedules. As you say, Marblehead at Saugus, that's a Saturday game at 4:30. And Winthrop will be hosting Danvers on Saturday at 1:30. So two more big games.
Yep.
That could go a long way toward determining.
So the next 5 minutes is going to be an interesting 5 minutes. You know, I think Winthrop would be happy with a tie. Marblehead's got to try to get a win. Right now they're 3 points behind Winthrop if everything was all in all said. So I think Marblehead needs to get a win. Tie's not going to help them for the NEC crown.
Schull took the face off for Marblehead, I think it is out there. So they've got their first line. And Schull has it, circle, up high, trying to get it to Colin Hart, can't. And Luke Evangelista will bring it back the other way and send it down deep. Paul Heffernan, defenseman for Marblehead, gets it, brings it over to Schull on the left wing. He'll flip it ahead, and that's going to force Chris Finn to go back and pick it up. He's the captain of the Vikings. Shoots it left side, trying to get it out of the zone, can't connect with Joey Deeb. Deeb has to fight... fend off two headers. He does. Yarrow will peel it off the boards and drop it back to Finn. Winthrop winding it up. Finn slides it ahead to Luke Evangelista. One hands it into the Marblehead end. And the Vikings change up, allowing the headers to bring it right out of the zone. I think Marblehead needs a line change too, as Schultz will stick it into the Winthrop end and then get off the ice. On the other side, it's Holgerson near boards. Shoots it in deep but harmlessly, and it's collected by Locke. He gets it over to Gansenberg. Marblehead defenseman will bring it out in front of his own cage, and he's hit by two Winthrop Vikings, but it goes on to the right side, Pearsall. He's winding it up. Locke Sheridan on his left. There it is! Oh, what a save by Skarchulis, and it's cleared away by the Vikings. Oh, my goodness, how did he save that?
I have no idea.
Whoa.
The angle that we had, it was wide open, and it looked like he was just tapping it right in. Again, Pearsall speed, you know, caught the Winthrop defenseman a little bit off guard. He made a tremendous pass over the ice, and I don't know how he made that save, but that's probably one of the better saves I've seen a high school goaltender make.
Totally prone, got his legs along the ice, and somehow got that skate to make the save. His head was in one direction, his legs in the other, and he still made a save. Wow.
Marblehead lucked out that time. Gansenberg was trying to skate the puck out, and he had a turnover. There was three Winthrop forwards with one defenseman, and it just happened to be caught in their feet. So, you know, again, Marblehead's got to be careful what they're doing in the defensive end with the turnovers.
Right now, they're putting the heat on in the offensive zone. Garfield fighting for the puck. He's fighting Finn for it. And it comes back to the point to Woodfin. Slides it back looking for Garfield. Mid-zone, left side. Centering pass, collected nicely by Joey Deeb, but he's broken up on another turnover. Garfield has it, drops it back to the right point, over to the left point, Woodfin, back down to Garfield, circle right. Slides it down low to Hart. Schull has it, back to Hart, goal line extended, left corner. And I can't see it, it's out of play. And Winthrop seals it, Yarrow with it. There he goes, putting the Jets on. Has to make a line change here, and he smartly sends it into the zone, avoiding a check. And the Vikings are able to keep it in. Joey Holgerson, forechecking, right corner, up against Paul Heffernan. Heffernan wheeling in front of his own zone, gets it over to Woodfin. Circle left, brings it out of the zone. Going to be hit at center. And squeezes it off down into the Winthrop end. Minute 58 left to go in the game. Score tied at 1. Two number 6 battling for the puck down low. Charlie McGurran and Mark Van Busbrook. Who wins it? Nobody so far, as the bodies are flying all over the place. Chalmers trying to help out. Pearsall down there too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players behind the cage fighting for the puck. Marblehead has it out in front. Centering pass. Oh, man, and McGurran couldn't get his stick down. I think it was Locke who brought it out. Minute 28 left to go in the game. Marblehead keeping the pressure on. Uh-oh. Jumps back out to Sheridan at the point. Fires it back in. Chalmers with it. Looking to feed Holgerson. Can't. Intercepted by Gansenberg. Sends it right back into the Winthrop end, and they'll bring it right back out with a minute 11 left to go. Locke to Garfield, winding it up, slap shot, glove save, and he hangs on, does Skarchulis.
Well, we got 1:05 left, and Marblehead's picked it up with a little bit of urgency in the last 4 minutes, and have had, you know, some of the best pressure they've had in the second and third period recently, and Winthrop's been up to the task.
Garfield against Yarrow, two number ones out there, 1:05 left to go, to the left of Skarchulis, and Evangelista breaks it out. Looks like his legs are a little tired, but he gets a feed to himself. Centering pass. Oh, and he can't make connections with Holgerson. Comes back out to the point. Hacked at by Ari Hain, who keeps it in the zone. Inside a minute. Down to 45 seconds left to go.
Winthrop's gone into a stack. I think that they just want to make sure they don't give any odd man rushes.
Mm-hmm. Right wing pass to Garfield from Hart. Comes back out. Winthrop the other way. Sam Yarrow, 1-on-3. Puts the brakes on the top of the circle. Slides it over to the left. We're down to 20 seconds. Marblehead with a rush. Bringing it out. Schull with tired legs out there. Can't catch up to it. And he's at the end of his shift. And play is at the blue line, inside 10 seconds. Players fighting for it. Garfield has it, one last chance. He's tripped, no call. And that's going to do it. Long shot from long range. Game is over. 1-1. Both goalies, man. They were something, huh?
Yeah, both goalies made some great saves tonight. You know, a well-fought battle. That kind of gives Winthrop the heads up. Winthrop's head-on-head with Marblehead is one win, one tie. So it'll make it kind of difficult. What they have now is Winthrop has 14 points.
No, shots.
Oh, the final shots in the period, with thanks from Phil Stacey, is the final shots were 33-14. 23-14.
Who?
Marblehead.
Marblehead, okay. Well, so it ends at 1-1, and Locke Sheridan at 9:16 of the second for Marblehead, and then Sam Yarrow at 14:07 of the second for Winthrop. We had it with a tie game. And, Coach, I want to go back to to Tom Colby for a second here, and I neglected to point out his accomplishments at Marblehead High School and at the University of Vermont. So maybe you could remind me of those, because I got all flummoxed.
Well, Tom was for the longest time was the second leading scorer of Marblehead history, up until a couple of years ago when Braden Haley took him over. But Tom had a great high school career, went on to Vermont, had a great career in Vermont, and as he told you when he was talking, he played 2 years for the Phoenix Roadrunners out in the old Pacific Coast League, which just had four teams in San Diego, L.A., San Jose, and Phoenix. And there's some stories that we can tell you talking about Coach Dunbar, but there was a day in 78 at the beach in Marblehead where they were trying to get Mike Ruzioni, instead of going to the Olympic tryouts, to come out to the West Coast and play in the Pacific Coast League, and Mike felt he had to go to the Olympics, and you know, I guess the rest is just history.
Yeah. How about that? things might have been so different, huh? Isn't that amazing?
So true.
And you know, he got his 40th coming up next year.
Yeah, and a couple things. Mike just got inducted last week into the Toledo Hall of Fame, one of the International League teams that he played for, and so that's a great compliment to Mike and all the other successful things he's done.
All right, Coach, I don't know where we'll be next, but stay tuned, as they say.
And Mr. Moore, thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach, for stopping by and doing the usual outstanding job. We appreciate it. That's former Marblehead hockey coach and Marblehead Hall of Famer Bob Jackson. Along with Phil Sheridan here helping out. Bill Newell is going to go downstairs and get some interviews. Final score here. Take care, Phil. Thank you. Final score here from the Rocket Arena. This one ends in a tie. It's Marblehead 1 and Winthrop 1. This is MSO News Sports.